Good afternoon, everybody. So today we're going to talk about a topic that I get a lot of shailas about, and that is the use of CPAP machines on Shabbos. For those who are not familiar with what a CPAP machine is, there's something called sleep apnea, which is when a person goes to sleep, sometimes the airways are obstructed, and that leads to a lot of snoring and a lot of complaining spouses, and also a lot of gasping for air in the middle of the night, and which would ruin a person's night's sleep, ruin the spouse's night's sleep, ruin the next day tomorrow. But more critically, there is a lot of evidence that there is a relationship between that and cardiovascular health, that a person can develop more heart conditions and problems with their heart if they're not breathing properly during the night. So what's the solution to this problem with the person if their airway is obstructed? So there's something called a CPAP machine. And the CPAP machine provides, it opens up the, it provides air to go through, flow of air through the nose or the mouth to make breathing easier and give the person a better night's sleep and hopefully a better cardiovascular outcome. Now, the early CPAP machines were an on-off switch, so you turn it on before Shabbos, you put it on your face, and it wasn't much of a problem. The more current ones, which you can't even get the old ones anymore, are much more sophisticated, and there are three problems. First of all, it will stay off until it detects that you're there, until it detects that there's a face behind the mask. So when you put it on, even if the on switch is on, it will not actually be on until it actually goes on your face. Second of all, it collects data throughout the night to be able to tell how you're sleeping, much like, I don't know, if you wear a Fitbit or an iWatch or whatever, it will tell you how you slept the night before and whatever. So it collects much more detailed data, and some of them have a screen where it will display some of that data in terms of as you're sleeping through the night. So there are three issues. There's the turning it on by putting it on your face, there's the data that's collected behind the scenes that you don't see, and then there's the data that actually appears on the screen itself. So we have to figure out whether any of that or all of that is mutar on Shabbos. Now, obviously, the most fundamental conversation to be had is how much of a sakana do we view this as? So this was a debate back and forth. By the way, just putting it on a timer before Shabbos doesn't help, as we said before, because it will stay off until it detects that your face is actually there. So this was a matter of debate whether we consider everyone who uses a CPAP machine to have some level of sakana. Between Rav Rubin, the author of the Orchel Shabbos, Rav Rubin from Har Nof, and Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. Rav Rubin thought that, you know, some people use it because they actually have heart problems and they really need this, and other people just need a better night's sleep. So if someone just wants a better night's sleep, that is far from being a sakana. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein was adamant that it's always sakana, that over the course of time, since there is a relationship between increased cardiovascular health and someone taking care of their sleep apnea problems, that it has a status of sakanas nefashos. And even though you're going to use it six nights a week, and it's just one night a week that you're not going to use it, the cumulative effect of not using it one night a week, every single week, or perhaps even on Yom Tovim, in addition to that, will possibly cause some sort of problem in the long term, and therefore it's pikuach nefesh. Now, if you hold this pikuach nefesh, there's nothing to talk about. So, of course, you're allowed to use it if you hold this pikuach nefesh, or even suffic pikuach nefesh. But if you don't hold that it's suffic pikuach nefesh, and it's just a matter of not being able to function normally, not being able to sleep normally, not being able to function normally during the day because you didn't sleep normally, so then there's what to discuss. So, the Institute of Technology and Halacha in Eretz Yisrael came up with the following idea since it will start delivering airflow as soon as it detects that there's something there, so put the mask on something. They said you could roll up a sock and put it in the mask, and the mask will think that something is there and will start flowing. So turn it on before Shabbos, or put it on a timer, put a sock in there, and then it will start flowing, and then you can take the sock out and put it on your face. It takes a few seconds until it turns off when the sock is not there, or when the face is not there, so it will keep on going, and then you put it on your face, and it won't be turning anything on Shabbos. So at least that would solve that problem. It would solve the problem of the fact that you're turning it on. problem with that solution is that it doesn't always work. A number of people told me they tried it, and they don't see how it, they don't even know how a sock can wear a CPAP machine. But it's certainly CPAP machine just says to the sock, "I know you're not a person, and and I'm not turning on for you," and nothing happens. It doesn't necessarily work. So maybe if you have like a mannequin or something, or a doll or something, I don't know, but. But that's as far as solving that problem that you're turning it on. As far as the digital recording that it's going to have, so Rav Asher Weiss has a mahalich to be making on all these kinds of things. It's printed in Tshuvas Minchas Asher, Chelik Aleph Siman Lamed Beis, where Rav Asher says that the what malacha exactly is a person doing when they complete an electrical circuit, when they turn on an electrical device. So there are many different shitos in terms of mavir and bona and different possibilities. Some sort of Issud Rabban and other things. Rav Asher thinks that it's always Makkah Bepatish, and he has a whole Mahalich in the way that Makkah Bepatish works, is that if it's something that's undetectable and uninteresting to the person who's doing it, and they're not doing it with any sense of purpose whatsoever to create this this electrical circuit, then it's simply not an Issur of Makkah Bepatish. So he applies this to a number of different circumstances. This Yesod that he has, you got to read through carefully Minchas Asher Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Beis to see what's behind this Yesod, but he applies it to the data that's collected by a CPAP machine, as well as he applies it to hearing aids that make adjustments based on the level of noise in the room. The hearing aid might, in the more sophisticated hearing aids, might make adjustments that are not perceptible to people. Patients in an ICU may have all sorts of monitoring devices that are collecting data also not necessarily perceptible to people as it's happening. He applies it to, let's say, an ankle bracelet that a prisoner will have, or not a prisoner, that a person who's out on bail or whatever, that is a flight risk, you know, that monitors where he is so he shouldn't run away. So it's just something that's happening that it's sending a signal, but you're not involved with it whatsoever. He talks about doctors carrying cell phones. So forget about using the cell phone. As you're carrying the cell phone, you move to this place and another bar comes up, and then you move a little further away and the bar disappears. So what about that? So he says that's also something that's just happening on its own with no sense of kavana whatsoever. He applies it to motion sensors in hotel rooms. Not a situation where you walk into the room, lights turn on. But let's say you're already in the room and the lights are on. But if you were to stop moving, the lights would eventually turn off. There are a lot of every hotel goes green nowadays. They try to conserve as much energy as possible. So for 15 minutes in a row, there's no movement in the room. The lights are all going to turn off. So you're allowed to continue moving in the room. So he thought, yes, that even though the sensors are picking you up, there's nothing perceptible that is happening. In fact, in his Piskei Corona, Rav Asher was makel to walk into hospitals that had thermometers that, as you walk through, it supposedly took your temperature. I don't trust those thermometers, but that took your temperature, because also something that you're just walking through, you're not having any kavana for what is happening. So if you buy that, meaning if you take that mahalich, so then the data collection of the CPAP machine would not be a problem. So Rav Asher writes in Chelek Beis in Melamed Dalid that the activation of a device's electrical systems that you don't even realize is happening is not a malacha. And if it appears on a screen, he even goes so far as to say, if it appears on a screen, but you have no interest in that which appears on the screen, it's irrelevant to you what's appearing on the screen, that is also not a malacha. Like the signal strength on your phone, as it's in your pocket, you don't care that the screen is changing with the extra bar or or a missing bar, and therefore he thought that would not be a problem. So again, it boils down to a two-pronged issue. First of all, how much of a chola do we assume the person is? If we assume that it's a safek sakana, so then obviously you're going to have to do something, but even then you try to minimize the isser as much as possible, so you do whatever you can do with the shinui, and even if you assume it's not safek sakana, so then you have to deal with how to put it on your face, because it's going to activate the machine, and then you also have to deal with the data that it is collecting. So the Mahalchim among the contemporary post-Gemaras follows. Rabbi Heinemann published through the Star K website that you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, because he says that any condition that's cumulatively life-threatening, that over the course of time could cause a person's heart condition to get worse, is at least a chol shein bo sakana, and therefore you could activate the machine with a shinui. For a chol shein bo sakana, you're allowed to use a shinui. That's Ramban Simshin Chav Ches, if I'm not mistaken. When you're activating it by breathing into them, so that's not a shinui. There's no way to do a shinui because that's the way you're supposed to activate it, by breathing into it. So Rabbi Heinemann relies on the Chayei Adam that you're allowed to violate it in Nisa D'Rabbanan even without a shinui, when there's no possible shinui to do, even for a chol shein bo sakana. But in Nishmas Avran, he writes that if there's going to be future potential sakana, it's a chol shiyesh bo sakana, and therefore it's not going to be a problem at all. So Rav Rubin from Har Nof says that you have to look at each case. Sometimes it's a chol shiyesh bo sakana, sometimes it's a chol shein bo sakana. And if it's a chol shein bo sakana, maybe you shouldn't use it. But if it's a chol shiyesh bo sakana, then of course you're allowed to use it. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein thought it's always a chol shiyesh bo sakana. I never asked Rav Shechter about this, but someone told me that Rav Shechter also thought that the cumulative effect of the possibility of a suffix sakana developed over time would fit, right? Meaning the general brisker mahalich of attitude toward pikuach nefesh and sakana, that you have no choice but to use it. Obviously, if you can make a shinui, you use a shinui. Now, some of the contemporary poskim say that there's another issue, because a lot of these machines have a humidifier that will put steam in your face to help clear up the nasal passages, so it's cooking the water to make steam from the water. So then you have to worry about bishul, and they suggest that if you set the temperature below 110 degrees, which is for sure below Yatzel Ledesbo, then it's not going to be a problem. It seems that the Matthias is incorrect. I don't think anyone who puts on this machine feels boiling hot steam hitting them in the face. That would hurt probably a lot if it was Yatzel Ledesbo. So you can make steam without having 110, 120 degree heat. It just vaporizes in some other way through some other mechanism. So it doesn't seem that Bishul is really that much of a problem. Okay, have a great day, everybody.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.